goes back. My great-grandma Lucille Beckel lives in Fredonia, Wisconsin. Today's date is November 23rd, 2018. We're in a bedroom in Grandma's house. The first question is, where were you born?
West Bend, Wisconsin.
What was the weather like?
Warm.
Okay. And now, how old are you now?
93.
Okay. What did you like to do when you were little?
Play with the dog.
Do you remember the dog's name?
No, I don't.
Okay. Was there anything else you liked to do?
Well, I was by myself. I didn't have any playmates.
Oh. Okay. So, did you like school?
Yes, I did.
What was your favorite part of it?
My teachers and doing all the work.
Okay. How long did you go to school?
Eighth grade.
Okay. Did you ever ride a bike?
Yes, I did, but I never had one.
Okay. Was there any other little vehicles you rode when you were a kid?
Did you have any play toys that you rode on?
Not too many of them.
Okay. Well, did you remember World War II?
I can't understand.
Do you remember World War II?
Yes, I do.
What was an important part about it?
I had to work. I made shells for the war.
Okay.
Was it hard?
No, it wasn't. I had fun.
Okay. Did you have any other jobs?
Yes, I had many jobs.
What were they?
Well, I worked in the factory making shells. I worked in a theater in the movie house. I worked, in a place where they made shoes in Edmonds, and I worked in a department store in West Bend, and I worked in a restaurant.
Okay. Did you like all your jobs?
Yes, I love my jobs. I made it fun. I love people.
Which was your favorite job?
My favorite job? I liked them all, but working in the movie house because I saw all the free movies.
What were your parents like?
What were your parents like?
Just everyday working hard people.
How many children did you have?
I had five.
What are their names?
Sandy, Judy, Diane, and David.
Okay. Okay. What were they like?
What were they like?
Growing up.
I had the best children you could find. They were all good.
Not just because she's singing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How did you meet Grandpa?
How did you meet?
At a picnic. Yes.
What was it called? What was the name? Where?
At Barton Picnic.
Okay. What were your favorite or happiest memories?
Too many.
I think the one is today, or yesterday, Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Having all my family except two at. That's it. That is the truth.
Do you have any bad memories?
What?
Do you have any bad memories?
Sad.
Well, just people passing away.
Oh, yeah. That is very sad.
That's the worst.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are all the questions.
Oh, it is.
Is there anything else you want to know? Or ask?
I don't have any more questions. What was it like walking with Grandpa?
It was fun. I have fun when I go to work any place. I enjoy meeting people, and you'll never guess what my nickname was when I went for parts.
What was it?
My nickname was Gopher. Go for this and go for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth.
What kind of business was it?
Grandpa was a mechanic, and he took care of the cars.
And you pump gas.
And gas.
Mm-hmm. How long did you have the station?
15 years of
15
that.
Years.
Exactly, and then he had to quit because of health.
Did you guys build it? Were you the first owner?
We were the first one. It was a new building.
Okay.
Yep.
They weren't the owner. They were the proprietors.
Hmm?
You didn't own the building.
No, we, more what you say, leased it.
Okay.
Paid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And no, I enjoyed it. We had a lot of young boys from high school working for us.
Mm-hmm.
They helped, and they did some gas and stuff. But they didn't know how to wash windows.
Yeah.
You had to teach them?
Hmm?
You had to teach them.
Those never learned.
No.
No.
Yeah.
I heard you might have some funny stories from waitressing.
Hmm?
Do you have any funny stories from waitressing? Maybe.
Okay. When I worked at the restaurant, my bosses lived downstairs from the place. And we had a lot of business. We had truck drivers. We had policemen come in besides regular people. And one morning when I started, I was supposed to make coffee, get it ready, and go down the street just a little ways and get a big tray of donuts for the people. And the first day, I was so nervous. I wasn't supposed to get the donuts till, say, like 5 o'clock. I was so nervous, I went down the street, my boss's name was Roy, and he came upstairs because he had heard a lot of running around, and he came up and nobody was there because I went down to get the donuts at 4 o'clock. Very early, came back. He said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "I'm so nervous I got the donuts." The other time was, because we had truck drivers there, my boss said, "If I hear a noise or something happens, don't be scared. I'll be up in 2 seconds." And so here this big truck driver came in, followed me into the kitchen, chased me around a table where you would prepare food. And my boss was up there in 2 seconds and pushed him out the door.
He was a good boss. Did Grandpa visit you at the restaurant?
He lived there.
Yeah.
He liked coffee, and he'd always sit at the counter, and my boss would come sit next to him, and every time Grandpa's cup of coffee was gone, he poured another one. He liked Grandpa very much.
What did Grandpa drive?
A car.
Did he have a motorcycle?
Oh, when we first met, Grandpa had a motorcycle.
Ah.
That he refurbished after it had been in an accident. And, well, we had to sell it. We needed money.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, he did have the big one. I don't know. I mean, it could have been a Harley. I don't know. But and he'd sit at that counter almost every night with my boss. And they would be talking constantly. And Grandpa always came back. Came back.
Was this after you were married or before?
Before.
Oh, okay. When you're dating? Yeah.
My boss thought the world of him.
Okay.
Was Grandpa in the Navy?
Yes, he was in the Navy. I don't know how long he was in, but and Grandpa always wanted to go in a submarine, but he didn't make it. I think he was too fat. Yes, yep. Yeah. He would get on the big ship and take oxygen up to Canada and all different places for them.
Oh,
out there.
Okay.
He really wasn't shooting and stuff.
Did he get hurt?
No, he didn't. No, I don't remember.
Okay. So I've heard you liked to dance.
Yes.
What kind of dancing did you like to do?
I did polkas and waltzes, two steps. And I had some good partners. There was one especially. I mean, they were all good, but they all did different steps to it. And this one, we'd be dancing, and all of a sudden he would pick me up that just my toes touched the floor, and we'd go round and round until I couldn't anymore. I had a lot of fun dancing, 15 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And before that, I did the twist. Oh. You know what that is?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and jitterbug. I used to do that. Oh, yes.
What was your favorite dance hall?
Kewaskum, the Amron.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you like about that?
I don't know. It was just an old building, and the people that would come there and got to know the ones who ran it. You know. But, no, that was fun. And then we went up to... what is it called? I can't remember the names now. Way up to and
okay.
You know where Fleet and Farm is up there at Plymouth?
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, instead of driving to the left to go to Plymouth, the road goes to the right, and
okay.
Down the road was a small place we went. I never remember that one. And then other places, but those were the best.
I had
a favorite couple that would pick me up and take me dancing. You should have seen Grandma and this other man dance. They all watched us dance. Mm-hmm.
This is after Grandpa was gone.
Yes, after Grandpa had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. This grandma's had a wonderful life.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a TV when you were little?
We had a little black and white. Mm. About so big.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a color TV?
Nope, it was black and white. Yeah. So, yeah. I've had a full, complete life.
Is there any wisdom you want to pass on to any of your great-grandchildren?
Like what?
Anything you want to tell her.
Enjoy your life. Put a smile on your face. And just enjoy life. And really study well. I don't have to tell you that. But just enjoy life and work hard.
Okay.
And always... put a little money away.
That's a good idea.
Yes. And like people. Careful, but like people. Because I love people. And I do it, say hello to strangers in the store. I have a lot of fun. That's why I don't know, that's the way I am. And one day, I made somebody smile and even laugh. And this lady says, oh, I just love being near you. You're so jolly. Well, I said, I get sick and tired of watching people walk around on their chin, meaning they're frowning all the time.
Yeah.
And I joke a lot. And tease. Enjoy life. Because you don't know what tomorrow is.
Right.
That's
and
true.
When you get old, you suffer.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. They tell me I'm going to live to be 100, Clara. I say no. But they say yes.
Okay.
Oh, I'll tell you one thing that's a good thing. Since my 80th birthday, that was the first time they gave me a big birthday party, not in my house. We was all the way up to Five Pillars, where we were in the big room. Family, friends, my neighbors. And so many people, that room was full. Then 5 years later, was at the Ameron dancing. And 90th was here in my house. And lots of people. Those are good memories. And of course, the best family a person can have. Yes, and I say that all the time.
And you're still getting around pretty well. You've been to Texas twice in the last couple of years, right?
Yeah. Well, Dad and I used to drive there, and then we would fly. We would. Then now it's been, well, it's when Sue and I came, you know. That's almost 2 years now, isn't it, Judy? That we were at, Sue and I came.
I remember you telling me a funny story about a restaurant you guys went to up in Dallas.
Oh, with the Saddles.
Oh, yeah, we went to Fort Worth.
Yeah, what happened?
They said, sit up there, sit up there. And I would slide off.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's so many stories you can't imagine. I couldn't remember. Oh, yes. Yep. But those 15 years of dancing, all because one lady in town, her daughter asked if I would go along. It needed some to fill the bunch. That was where it started.
Nice.
There was another lady you went with.
Oh, I was Dorothy Rhodes and Lil Schneider. She was my favorite lady. Yeah. Used to drive her, no, old lady. She's gone a long time now. We used to have fun.
Yeah.
Going to all the dances. I did all the driving. Yes. Oh, yeah. I remember everything. I do that if I sit in my chair, and it's just I think back, way back, yeah, back home. Never had a friend.
No.
There was nobody around, and we didn't go no place.
Were you on a farm?
No, in West Bend.
It wasn't.
I'm from the other side of the track.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I am. And then we moved into West Bend to a little brick house. That's where we had parties. And then we moved just up the street across, on the other side of the street on the corner.
Okay.
And then I moved, when I was old enough, I moved in with my grandma.
Okay.
I wanted a life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You made friends at school, right? You made friends at school.
Not many.
No?
I don't want to put that on there. Okay. But, no. I didn't have clothes like the other kids.
Oh, I see. After you got married, you had animals at the house, right?
After the old house?
Mm-hmm. At the old house? Didn't you have sheep?
Oh, you should have seen. Susan? Yeah. Your grandma. And Diane. They were in 4-H. Oh. And they, mostly Diane was into that. They had New Zealand whites. You know what that is?
I'm not sure I do.
Yes. New Zealand whites. Nice. They're about this big. They got pink eyes. They got, well, of course, white fur, short legs,
long ears,
big ears.
I don't think I remember.
Bunnies. Oh. And they got first prize every year.
Wow.
That they were
so
in
cool.
it. Mm-hmm. And Grandpa, he taught woodworking.
Mm-hmm.
They all got first prizes.
Ah.
This one ended up making furniture.
Oh, really?
In our old house in the basement. And you don't want to be down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And they were in the choir.
Mm-hmm.
What else was there?
Didn't you have sheep and chickens?
Not sheep. We had, we had bandy roosters. Those are those small ones. And of course, the rabbits. And we had cats.
Lots of cats.
And Don had made cages in back of the garage
mm-hmm.
with the overhang over. And if the mother had the little bunnies and they would fall through, the cat, which was named Taffy, would be right down there, but I never bothered them.
Oh, wow.
Never hurt them or anything.
Okay.
And would lay on top of to
keep,
sleep.
Keep them warm?
The cat,
oh,
yes.
Nice. Okay.
But one day, our new neighbor came, well, coming over to the old house, and guess what she found in my front yard? And it wasn't ours.
Maybe snake?
Pigs. Their pigs had broke out and came down.
Wow.
So she had a call to her house. They come down and got them. And you'll never know what was in the field across the road where we lived. And you would have loved it. The little ponies that you find at fairs.
Shetland ponies.
The man had put them in the pasture there.
Okay.
And they would always come down. They wanted to come over by us.
Okay.
And if they got out, that's where they were, by us. We always have to call them and they got out.
Yeah.
So how? The Shetland ponies. They would take it. They had a stagecoach.
Wow.
You've seen that already, haven't you, in pictures? They would hitch the horses up and take them through Wabika in the parade.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
And Chris still has ponies.
Mm-hmm.
And she always says, well, in the summer, Marge, bring the kids over, they can ride ponies. But she never lets us know when it's the right time.
Yeah.
So grandma's had fun and exciting life. Yeah.
Okay. You want to thank her?
Say thank you.
Thank you for doing this.
You're welcome. You know, Paul, Tanya, her two boys, the youngest one, before they were married, they said, Grandma can come down. He's got to make a story for school. Remember, you help. And I says, well, sure, you know. So I was like this. But they wanted to know what it was Now, see, I should have said something like that sooner. She'd get an idea. He had to write up a story, and I was his grandma.
Oh,
he didn't
okay.
have a grandma.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, little bits and that. And he wrote the story. I wish he would have gave me that.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it? Price of gas mm-hmm. and all stuff from in that time.
Oh, okay.
That era.
Mm-hmm.
And got an A plus.
Yeah.
He wrote that up. I read it, but he took it home. So
oh, yeah.
I would have loved it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's nice.
He could write up that story from little bits.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They look okay. good this time.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Grandma.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Now, what?